6 years ago, I got involved in supply chain. This is the first time I've ever been asked to talk about garbage. West Penn Allegheny Health System, we're located in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We have six hospital campuses. In addition, we also cover all the activities of 160 physician locations located in and throughout the region. And so you can understand from that basis, we have a great deal of waste streams in a very distributed geography and a lot of different types of locations. The thing is, what we're really trying to focus on today is really finding the green in waste, which is not necessarily the green that they talked about, but really the money. And what we found in our course of history is we've been told by some that this particular aspect of the industry is about a $10 billion industry nationwide, just covering all the different types of waste streams and so forth. And the thing in our organization, unlike some, we had a very interesting start, which was very financially focused in our organization. When we first came together as a system, we had a $95 million operating deficit. And we didn't come about cutting $75 million out of our supply chain by finding all these very large initiatives. It was really by turning over one rock at a time. And at some point in our history, waste became one of those rocks. And so what we did is we really set out as a group to conduct a process. And we brought together a team of individuals that consisted of all of our environmental service directors, our facilities directors, as well as the directors from different departments that were large creators of waste. And those would be the departments like perioperative services, some aspects of GI lab, cardiology, radiology, and dietary. And what we tried to do is really identify the true cost of waste, of all the different types of waste streams. And we found that we had many. And collecting this information was a very, very difficult task, given all the locations that we had, as well as all the waste providers that were providing services to our organizations, was very, very difficult. And what we found, that across our organization, depending upon the site, the location, and the type, we had various rates being paid by all of our organizations for the various waste streams. We wanted to simplify that process and find a one-stop shop because it was a fairly complicated process that was governed by many people, not that we didn't have one garbage czar in our organization, and we really did not have a degree of expertise. And we did, over the course of time, we had our own problems with waste ending up in places where we didn't want it to end up. We had information getting out of our organization where we didn't want it to end up, and so forth. And so not only did we face potentials for penalties, but we also faced real issues of public scrutiny and awareness in our own community. So we wanted to find a one-stop shop so that we could assure our compliance and also reduce our risk. So where we started was, is we really started with an analysis of what we call seven major waste streams in our organization. Those included solid waste, regulated medical waste, hazardous waste, recycling, confidential document destruction, e-waste, and construction waste, and so forth. And trying to collect all the information that's associated with those. And I think some of them, I think most of them all of you talked about, and I picked up a few that you guys covered that we didn't particularly take a look at, but these were the seven where we started. And in that, what we determined after collecting lots of information, and what we had to do is we had to scour AP information, check request data, et cetera, invoices that were stuffed in people's drawers, et cetera, because these were transactions that were not done through your material system, so the record keeping was not as pristine as you would like. But after it all, what we did is we found that we spent about $1 million on those seven waste streams. And we determined by creating new relationships that we could save about 25% by having a greater focus on better management as well as better aggregation of information in managing this waste. So as a part of that, some of the things that we learned, that waste is a dirty business. Okay, it's not only dirty because it's garbage, but the people that you deal with and many of the companies that you deal with are very, very... They have degrees of ethics, we'll say. So some of the things that we really focused on was the cost that you pay. You can really negotiate a great price for a pull on a waste compactor. But if you have a pull schedule that's too frequent, you're actually paying far more than you should. So mirroring up the pull schedules, as well as mirroring up compactors that fit the size of your organizations, because these waste companies want to sell as frequent a pull schedule as they can with as large a compactor as they can. In addition, they also want to sell you boxes, okay, that are bigger than what you need with pull schedules faster than you need. And you can get great unit prices, but you can have unfull or empty, near empty containers. So your waste cost is, in fact, far greater than it otherwise should be, and so forth. And that was a very important part as a part of our process in analyzing our information, was to take a look at all of that data relative to what's the size of the container, what's the size of the box, what's the pull schedule, et cetera, and what is the resultant weight that you're actually being charged. And the waste manufacturers, those companies, are experts at confusing you in this particular subject. And so you needed to really find a company that was actually going to be your ally versus your enemy. So what we did is we initially began and implemented an outsourced solution with a company that focused on our three largest streams of waste. And that was solid, regulated medical waste and confidential document destruction, where we were producing tons of waste. And what they also helped us was to divide it, okay? Because lots of different companies, you'd end up with a document destruction company who would come and destroy your documents, and you were paying for them to destroy the documents and take them away. And so what they were doing is they were destroying your documents and then also dumping them in your canisters and so forth. So you were duplicating the cost that you were incurring for the waste removal. So it was working with different companies in that regard. So what we did is we collected this information through this committee. We found some companies that could manage multiple waste streams. We competitively bid it, and we leveraged our volume for better performance and so forth. And so what we tried to do is we created a single contract for multiple waste streams with a single invoice that we received monthly and so forth, which took away all these independent invoices that we were dealing with that we also had to keep track of for some of the regulatory purposes. This company now keeps track electronically for all the regulatory purposes as to where our waste actually went, how much was it, on the date it was taken, et cetera. So our information and the quality of the data that we have relative to when we get inspected is far better than what we had before, which used to be a drawer with a file with a whole bunch of pink sheets in it that nobody really totally understood. So we actually took all of those invoices, which were numerous across six hospital campuses and 160 physician locations, and reduced it to one by company. In addition, we also found that we had several risk issues that we needed to deal with, and this particular program has taken over all of the responsibilities and the accountabilities and the liability for managing that risk. This was what we found in our organization. We're big on taking non-core services and outsourcing them to folks that are going to spend 150% of their time on the problem and actually help us focus on the things that we ultimately want to do. So we have better standard operating procedures for managing waste in all of those streams, and we're avoiding some of the significant fines that we had one time incurred. And we're also no longer showing up in the press in a bad way. We're actually showing up in this particular instance in a far better way. So today, those particular waste streams, those three waste streams I talked about, we spent $1 million on those waste streams. Those three represented about $864,000 of that $1 million budget. We've currently, to date, saved about 15% on those three waste streams, and we actually have better outcomes, better reliability, and better service. We've also used it also to redefine also the scope of the work of the internal organization that was dealing with waste. Then we repositioned waste containers, our compactors, to better locations to actually help our workers do their jobs better, to enable them to be able also to be better able to segregate waste, which was also a problem in our organization as well. So where are we going? We're trying to now go into a greater focus on the hazardous waste to reduce additional risk on regulatory compliance and publicity. We're also focusing a great deal on our electronic waste. When those computers leave your organization, you need to make sure that they're cleaned. And we did have an information services department that confirmed that they were clean and they would sign off they were clean Well, when we gave it to the new vendor, they actually found that they weren't actually cleaned. And you're at huge risk. You're hearing more and more about organizations who have lost computers in airports, etc. There's nothing worse than losing a computer in a waste dump that actually someone finds and it has patient information on it. So now we're far more compliant, making sure that, in fact, the data is now, in fact, clean. So we're also getting into a far greater element on universal recycling, and we're also going to be getting far greater into reusable instrumentation, because those add significantly to your waste streams. And then the last focus that we have is on dealing with our construction waste. We have a fair amount of construction that's been going on over time in our organization, and those organizations have the same problems that we face relative to all those construction dumpsters or construction waste ending up in your dumpsters, et cetera, with contracted rates that are ineffective for you and for them. So there's a big focus on dealing with that particular aspect of our organization. And the thing is, what we've really done throughout this process is taken some rather unmanageable process of waste and made it into a one-stop shop where we have an organization that's focusing 100% on all of our waste streams in a more efficient, more compliant, and more publicly acceptable manner. And we've done that today with a company that actually Premier has helped create, and that's a company called Healthcare Waste Solutions, located out of Cincinnati, focused entirely on dealing with waste. And they keep coming up with more and more programs to help us manage the waste streams. So we're a little bit different than Catholic Healthcare West. I learned actually a great deal from their staff. We're a little smaller, but our same focus, trying to manage a very difficult particular aspect of running a hospital or a healthcare organization, and that's managing its waste. Thank you very much.